And today we will look at the ism of Al-Qadir, translated in English as the All-Powerful. Allah is the All-Powerful. He does what He wills as He wills. Let's look at reference in the Quran first for this name. In Surah Al-An'am, that's Surah number 6, Ayah number 65, Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَثَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْثَ بَعْثٍ انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون. Say, O Muhammad, He has the power that He could send on you a punishment from above you or from beneath your feet, or throw you into confusion to make you different parties and make some of you taste the fighting of others. See how we repeat the signs so that they may understand? The root word of Al-Qadir is the noun Qudra, which means might or power or ability or decree. Now, Allah has created the universe as a mirror to reflect His power. He created the universe without needing the help of anything, from nothing, with neither materials nor models. And we've looked at the previous asma' of al-Khaliq, al-Bari, al-Musawwir. In essence, He said, kun fayakun, be and it is. If He wills, He can destroy everything and send it all back to nothingness, as if nothing has happened. It's not because He doesn't have the power to make it happen, it's because He hasn't willed it. Now, Al-Qadir has infinite ability. It is the capacity of causing things to happen. The power of invention and creation, they're all conditioned by one thing, His will. So in a nutshell, when we are thinking of the theoethics of Al-Qadir, we're thinking all-powerful, can do absolutely everything. Just for 1 minute, ponder at creation. Look at the billions of suns and galaxies within the immeasurable depths of the heaven. They just defy imagination and mind. Look at all those galaxies swimming in their own paths. Look how from two minute cells Allah creates a human being. How He gives a tiny piece of bone in the ear the ability to hear, and a piece of flesh in the mouth the ability to see. Isn't that Al-Qadir? There is a dua known as Dua Arafah. Inshallah, we will look at this in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, taught by Imam Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam, which absolutely looks at each aspect of creation and thanks Allah for it. Psychoethically, when we think of Al-Qadir, the first thing is to think, Shukralillah. Thank you for everything, knowing that everything is from Him. Those little veins that run through us, those little wrinkles, that smile, that twinkle in the eye, that's Al-Qadir. That's His power, He's so powerful. But more than that, psychoethically, when I apply it to myself, it must tell me that I am able to reach the skies. To be able to reach our full potential. Nothing can stop that which is helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The manifestations of Allah's power is metaphorically spoken as Allah's hand. If you've got Allah's hand on you, nothing can stop you. But the idea is to reach out. And the idea is to know that He has given us the ability to be the best. If one recites this name whilst doing wudu, it will give strength to the body. It will give strength to each part that you wash. If you're suffering from in a relationship where you're not getting back the love you're putting in, then repeat Al-Qadir 305 times, and inshallah there will be a response to your giving of love, and inshallah the suffering will cease.